as well as anti-Semitism of Jews in various parts of the world, especially in Europe and Russia, a nationalist movement was started by Jewish. This was known as Zionist Movement, 1897. This movement aimed at establishing a separate nation for Jews in Palestine, in which was their historic homeland, which they also start referring as the Land of Israel. The man behind the idea of political Zionism was Theodor Herzl, and the Jewish National Fund was created as a part of Zionist movement. Theodor Herzl attempted to convince Palestine ruler of Ottoman Empire for the formation of new state for Jews. However, all his attempts of reaching political agreement with the Palestine state got failed. This had led Herzl to reach for the support of other governments. As a result of this movement, a large number of Jews' populations started migration into Palestine and started buying land there. Moreover, for settling Jews in Palestine, land of many Arab owners were also acquired, which resulted in increase in the tension between Arabs and Jews of the region. The Arab leaders of Palestine identify this abrupt increase in the Jews' population as a national threat. In order to protect the Arab population of Palestine, new rules and regulations regarding purchase of land in Palestine were made. However, the increasing influence of Russia and Europe on Ottoman Empire made policymakers apprehensive about this increasing immigration. They very well understood that the whole purpose of this mass migration or garden variety colonization of Jews is to first gain the strength in numbers, following by land acquisitions in the area, and finally trying to achieve their dream of making Jewish state. As a result of increase in land acquisition by Jewish immigrants, the local Arab population started protesting against them. In response to these protests, land sales to the foreigners were banned completely by Ottoman authorities in year 1892. The population of Jews in Palestine had risen to 60,000 as a result of the Zion movement. Lesson 2. Role of British in Israel-Palestine conflict. For Jewish settlement, Joseph Chamberlain, British colonial secretary, offered 5,000 square miles of land in Uganda Protectorate to Theodor Herzl. In regard to this proposal, some of the Jewish groups felt that accepting this offer will make it more difficult for Jews to return to their holy land. Hence, the offer was declined in 1905. During the First World War, because of mutual defense treaty with Germany, Ottoman Empire of Middle East fought against France and Britain. In year 1915, Britain promised Arab leaders their freedom from Ottoman control and making a separate Arab nation in exchange of their revolt against Ottoman Empire. In 1916, Sykes-Picot Agreement was signed. According to this agreement, the present-day area of Israel, Jordan, Iraq, and Palestine came under the control of Britain Empire. Balfour Declaration and the British Mandate of Palestine. In 1917, Britain won the war with Ottoman Turkish forces, and hence the land of Palestine remained under Britain. British government, in the Balfour Declaration of 1917, favoured creation of Jewish national home in Palestine. This declaration clearly stated that the rights of the other existing communities should not be affected. An agreement was signed between Weizmann, future president of WZO, and Faisal I, the future king of Iraq, on 3rd of January 1919. This agreement was based on the acceptance of the Balfour Declaration. In 1920, Treaty of Sèvres was signed between Arab and Zionist representatives. According to this treaty, both the parties made an agreement to cooperate in the formation of Jews' nation. However, this agreement never got implemented. From 1920 to 1948, Palestine's government was administered by Great Britain. This period is known as British Mandate of Palestine. British government continued its tradition of divide and rule and made simultaneous promises to both Arab as well as Jews of Palestine region. Arabs were assured by British government that there would be no compromise whatsoever in their right to self-determination, whereas on the other hand gave its full support to Jews in building their new homeland in Arab-predominant region. By this time, because of increasing anti-Semitism against Jews in Europe, more and more Jews continued migrating and purchasing land in Palestine. Because of this, the existing Arabs became agitated. This